Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography is run by Dominic Vito and is proud sponsor of the Lousy Weather Media Patreon. They feature local Akron skateboarding along with band, landscape, and even sometimes truck photography. Check out their Facebook page at Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Toad Sage Skateboarding. Help out and support local creatives like this one, and respect the toad. So what are we gonna watch next week, dude?
We need
not your girlfriend.
The hell does that mean?
It comes at night.
Oh, that was late, but funny.
Not late. It was right on time. Just like my girlfriend's orgasm.
Damn, I'm getting roasted, dude.
What?
It lit the hell up.
Oh, dude. All right. So let's see what we got here.
Yeah, let me go to the vault.
You keep talking, though, and talk about what you're looking at.
Well, I was thinking, like, it has to be some scary shit, dude. And so I'm going to go to
Halloween, the director's cut, Rob Zombie mode.
What? That one?
Would you rather watch Jamie Lee Curtis one? Which one do you like better, honestly?
Probably that one.
The remake, right?
Does it have the music?
I imagine, yeah.
Then probably.
Wait, hold on. Is that the only way that you know if you like the... What?
I love that music.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good shit.
Mm-hmm. So not that one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, The Cube.
Yeah, Cube's all over fucking Netflix right now. I've been to watch Cube.
Cube's hot, dude.
Which Cube one's is... on there? I know. I saw
Cube, dude.
I saw Cube 2 and Hypercube. I didn't see Cube, the original.
No, Cube.
Oh, we're good? All right, Cube.
Cube.
What was the other one that I just saw? Was that Death Note?
No, you did not see Death Note.
Okay, so what are we going to do? Let's do Test of Tony Cube.
Yep.
All right. All right.
Dude, you know what song was in my head all day today?
What?
I'm going to play it.
Ooh, okay. I like this. I like this game. I like the games that we play.
Dude, it's about to get so fucking...
Hold it to the microphone, dickhole. Oh, God, really?
Couldn't get it out of my head. Hang on, Neo. We're going to meet fucking...
Got that?
Yeah, Deacon Frost.
Oh, man. He's just Blade and Matrix. That was, like, your probably go-to, like, cum thoughts when you were younger.
Yeah, dude, but for, like, the chicks, like Trinity and stuff. Or Blade's mom.
Yeah, she died.
Yeah, so that was like nonstop today in my head. I was just like, shut up. I told you not to bring that shit in my house.
It's our house. All right, so movie of the week, what are we going to do? Not Halloween, the remake. That's stupid. We need to watch something that, like, I haven't seen or something. I don't know. Oh, let's do a dark song.
A dark song.
Which is on Netflix as well, correct?
Yeah, dude, I saw it there last night.
All right, cool. Well, all right, hang on, and we'll start the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read. Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony James.
Oh, you used your full name.
Two-thirds of it,
Anthony James Sansanuti.
Now they're going to Google me.
Oh, dude, you got found, bro.
That's hot.
I apologize for how I sound. I have been battling a head cold for a week, and I just worked out in the cold.
Yeah.
I delivered to a strip club tonight called fucking Club Boom Boom.
I apologize for him, too. Where's Club Boom Boom?
Dude, on Talmadge Avenue.
Ooh, that's kind of a strip club, like, area.
Yeah, it's like if there's like a opposite word for Mecca, but like still stood for like a lot of shitty things. Like that.
A shitta, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. It's like, oh, so I pull up, there's two cars in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Oh, you need the lighter? Here you go.
Thanks.
So there's two cars in the parking lot. I walk in, there's a camera right above me. I walk up to the bar, there's a stripper pole right next to me. There's a bartender, a stripper, and they're all on the opposite side of the bar. And then I'm walking over there, and then there's this fucking Weekend at Bernie's motherfucker wearing an eye patch and a fedora.
Like, he was alive?
Yeah, barely. I mean, honestly, I'm going to put this iPad down. I just paused the whole thing. That was very candid of me to...
What kind of what? What time was this?
This was 10:30. It was the saddest place I've ever been. So I'm walking over to the stripper, and yeah, there's this dude. He's tall as fuck, like Lurch.
Yeah.
Like Lurch tall, yeah, and with an eye patch on, which you don't see much in strip clubs. Because you're paying top dollar, but only getting half a show. Bazing!
Wow, you thought of that all day.
Yeah, no, actually, it was just
that's
now.
The entire day's thinking.
Go burn books! No. yeah, but so, the cold and battling the cold, going to the strip clubs, man. And it's weird, like, I walk in there and, like, it's a strip club, so obviously the girl's, like, scantily clad.
Yeah.
But I'm on the clock, so I'm trying to be professional.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so you don't put your dick on her shoulder.
No, only, it's just eyes, that's all I am. Eyes and yeah. Her eyes, that's it.
Checking her out and going, I got some hot za.
No.
This is a porno, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, did you order a large sausage? I'm fucking 5'4".
Fix your pipes.
no, I felt weird, like, looking at her when I was, like, on the clock. I don't know, I feel weird at strip clubs in general.
You guys were both working, think about that.
True.
Just a couple of hard workers,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I walked in, I was like, another day, another dollar. Anyways.
Yeah, tip me. You know the racket.
Gave me a dollar, which I felt appreciative of, because I was like, hey, you know what? I've gone to a lot of strip clubs and been paid in change by dudes in suits at the strip club. Literally went into his breast pocket and was like, yo, here's 39 quarters. Thanks a lot, pal.
That's a sad, sad reality.
And I've also delivered to strippers that are like, yo, can I get 12 hot wings and cheese sticks and ranch? And I'm like, you're about to start a shift.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
That is not nice for a customer.
Block it up. Just block it up.
Yeah, but like hot wings, then cheese, then plug it up. Oh, God.
I had like a 3-week stint where I kind of dug strip clubs because I thought they were cooler versions of bars.
Well, for you, yeah, because you don't really drink.
But if you think about it, too, the vibe there is so much better for a guy who doesn't want to deal with douchebags, because at a bar, you're filled with dudes and chicks, and some are single, some are not, some are wasted, some are not. But mainly, besides music and pool and talking to other people, that's all you have to do. So you can get into a lot of crazy bullshit at a bar. But at a strip club, there's like this like consensus that we're all there to just have fun and see some titties and stuff, dudes. Bros need to not chill out, like say, chill, bro, titty time. Strip clubs are much more, like, chill, in my opinion, than a bar.
What do you think about nowadays, though?
What do you mean nowadays? Like, I haven't been to one in, like, fucking 7 years.
Yeah, well, it's probably been way less than that. Our friends have gotten married. We've gone to bachelor parties.
Yeah, but only one.
That's true.
Yeah, that was, like, 5 years ago.
Was it?
I think.
Wow.
I haven't been since.
Yeah.
Since
now, what do you think differently about strip clubs than you did when that 3-week stint where you're like, I love strip clubs.
Oh, yeah, because
these girls love me.
Yeah, because the stripper's number that I got was not the sweetheart I wished her to be.
Oh, dude, no, she likes movies and music, and she
named herself after a Pokemon character.
I think she wants to hang out like outside.
I think she's a fucking nerd.
Dude, I got her number. And then I remember like 2 weeks later, I was like, dude, how's that going? And he was like, Oh, yeah. She, like, only wanted to hang out at the strip club.
Not pick her up after the shift. Just, like, be there to pay her.
Yeah. Not like, hey, gotta get a ride home so we can watch anime together. No, it's like, nope. Nah, dog. Like, nah. I need to pay my Netflix bill. Can you fucking come up here and grab a dance?
Oh, so phony. But on the flip side of the coin, nothing but a bunch of phony assholes. Fucking everyone's just, like, clamoring for that dollar. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, no.
It's such a fake fucking world.
So you hate strip clubs?
Nah, I'm like half and half. I'm like a coin of emotion.
I didn't really... So yeah, the whole reason for that diatribe was that if I cough or sneeze or sniffle, I do apologize. I know it's probably fucking awful.
You got something from a stripper.
Yeah. Nice. She said she loved me. So I didn't really see anything interesting in the news other than like the whole Harvey Weinstein shit. And that's just kind of fucking creepy and weird and kind of a downer in general. And I mean, yeah, he's a monster piece of shit. And fuck him. I mean, like, that's all that needs to be said, right?
Corey Feldman's been saying it for years. No one's listened to him.
Wait, is that who he was talking about in his book?
No. But Corey Feldman's been like just sort of as he was a teenager and before then.
Well, he was saying that, like, he was like, I've been molested by, like, top dogs in Hollywood.
Tons of them, yeah. And he's like, dude, that's why Corey Haynes is so fucked up, and we're both so fucked up.
But why didn't he name the people that did it?
Because I think he was kind of maybe afraid that the fucking fat cat moguls would come after him.
Then why say it in the first place?
Take him to the secret pizza shop and rape him.
Okay.
Dude, the conspiracies are livid.
What does that mean?
Just look it up.
Okay. No, but like, why name the event that happens without naming the person? Like, then you're just technically you're foregoing like the fact of like, well, hey, this person might do it again to somebody because I'm not naming them, but I'm going to say that it happened to me.
I like, think he was more point? So just kind of saying like, hey, the industry's full of pedophiles. Don't bring your kids here.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair then.
Yep. He's like, anyone you take them to might get raped.
That's a good warning.
It's pretty much stop all kids from going to Hollywood is what he wanted to do.
Yeah, so that was like the big news.
Or he had no proof. So calling someone out does nothing.
That is also true.
Just makes him look like a fucking lunatic.
Or it's like just hearsay. Like, yeah. Like who wants to believe him over these other people?
Yeah.
And oddly, I mean, not oddly enough, but in that time, like those people had a lot of power and they were like, well, these actors can't do shit anyways. I own the fucking world, basically.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that horrendous factoid of Hollywood came to light. I don't really have any other news. Like I said, I didn't really see any cool trailers. Have you seen any cool trailers? Oh wait, yeah, I did. I saw the trailer for American Gods.
Oh yeah, that's out.
What?
American Gods, the dude from John Wick.
Really?
Yeah, it's a show.
Oh, that looked really cool.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's like based off something, a series or a graphic novel.
I think it's Neil Gaiman, I want to say. Let me look it up. Yeah, but I saw that the other day. It was we were watching John Wick fucking 2, and it was the
probably because the guy from John Wick 2 is in American Gods.
American Gods.
There's the old gods and the new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, I'm pretty sure it is a graphic novel. If I'm not mistaken, dude.
Nope, I'm not mistaken at all. I'm very smart.
Did you see any of it yet?
No,
Yeah, it is Neil Gaiman. I was right. Right on.
I did not see any of it yet. It's on some sort of... What is it on? It's on something like Showtime or like Flix or something. I just don't have access
YouTube,
to it.
It's on YouTube, iTunes, Amazon Video, Vudu, and Google Play. But you have to pay $1.99 on Amazon Video.
Yeah, dude. Wait, I can't get it just on Amazon. I got Prime now.
Yeah, not everything's for free on Prime, dickhole. What do you mean? They only have certain things that are like free.
Well, Prime movies.
Yeah, those are things that have the little Prime label.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you're not clicking... Like, because if your credit card information isn't attached to that and your friend's is...
No. I got it separated. Like,
okay,
it's a family.
Yeah. Then, yeah, if you pick something that's not Prime, it'll tell you, like, hey, you're going to pay for this.
No, but I'm saying, like, when I browse movies on our Xbox downstairs...
If they have the little Prime logo in the top left corner, then they're free. If not, then they're not.
I've clicked any movie I wanted.
Yeah, you probably just haven't... It's probably been filtering it for the Prime thing. Like, sometimes you have to search or go to a different category. Whew.
Good, because I've just been clicking all day.
Well, I hope it never came up like, hey, watch this now for $2.99.
No, I've never seen any pricing. That's why I was like, I didn't know that existed.
That's it, because you might owe Josie some money.
Don't pay nobody.
I saw, also, they're making Strangers 2.
What?
Timely, I know. Remember The Strangers?
Oh, I was like, where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah, that was my other news story.
Oh, cool. Cool segue.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I bought it cool? yesterday. Cool. Well, didn't you like The Strangers?
That's my techno fucking song.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand anything was happening.
I've been singing it all day.
I know. I can tell.
It's called Sandstorm.
I fucking know it is.
I'm just telling everyone
else. I also was in eighth grade at one time, too.
Dude. All right. So, what'd you ask me?
Strangers 2. Didn't you like the first Strangers?
I enjoyed the first Strangers, yes.
There's a cut point somewhere in there.
Don't worry about it. You've already fucked it up once with your giant iPad dropping.
Yeah, this iPad just fucking ruined the podcast.
iPad fucking dropping it down and breaking everything.
It looks that they only had like one still from it, and it looks like it's taking place at a high school. And it looked like a cheerleader and or girl from high school was being chased by somebody in like a mask that was kind of Purge-esque, which I'm kind of bummed about.
Yeah.
Because I liked the potato sacks.
Potato sack hats are my favorite.
That was so, that movie's really fucked up.
It's really scary.
And now, have you seen The Strangers in a while? Do you remember like what happens right before the they get like...
No, none whatsoever.
So I one of them's either cheating on the other or one of them's like, hey, I don't want to be with you. Like, yeah, I said no to, like, your proposal because fuck you, dude. I hate you. And then they get trapped in the house together.
Oh, yeah. They are kind of, like, beefing.
That's almost more terrifying than the fucking killers.
There's one about the hotel that's like that, too. It's like a married couple that has to pull over, and it's like a deserted hotel. There's like a shit hotel, but then they find out that everyone's just, like, a pedophile fucking serial killer fucking taping them. And they have to try to escape, but they hate each other.
Oh.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. It's called, like... Lost Hotel or something.
Doubt that.
Something like that.
I don't know.
I forget. It's called like No Vacancy, Dude.
That's honestly probably what it
That's
is.
That's probably what it is. Let me look it up.
All right.
Yep. I'm on it. I'm on the case. Tony's on it.
He's on the case, everyone.
Because the title even says, like, don't come here. No vacancy.
Yeah.
But they went there.
Idiots. I mean, that's how most
people. Stupid idiots.
You know what? The other day I was thinking, I thought I heard something in our house.
Uh-oh.
And I thought about it. Like, if someone was downstairs and looked at me, like, from our stairway, where the fuck else would I go but up?
Wait. Say again.
Like, I'm upstairs in my room, and I hear, like, clunk, clunk, clunk. Like, meow, snap, and I hear Paul's neck break from upstairs.
Oh, right.
Yeah, this is already horrendous, right? Yep. Paul, our cat, not me. And then, like,
take
you know...
Take 10 of you before one of him.
Yeah, me too. and then I wander downstairs, I open the door, and I look out our doorway and down our staircase. I just see, like, potato sack head kind of lean out.
Have you ever... Do you not know how houses work? Yes, if you're on the second floor and a fire starts... There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, well, but I'm talking serial killer, because everyone's okay. Like, why'd you go upstairs, idiot?
Well, they had choices, you didn't.
You know what? Okay, how about this? I'm downstairs, I'm sitting on the couch. You know where our front door's like 13 feet to the left, and then stairway's like 6 feet to the left.
Yeah.
So they're like close to the door, there's no way I'm making it. They got a machete, right?
Yeah, they got machete. A machete. Yeah, machete.
Machete.
Because that's how you say it.
It is machete, too. It's machete, standing there shirtless. And I'm like, oh, my God. And
okay, so Danny Trejo's in
Danny
the house.
Danny Trejo, yeah. And then, so I have to bolt upstairs, like, automatically, right?
Yeah, you don't know how you would get out of this house if you did that?
I probably dive through your window, because you have the fucking, you have, like, the slant roof in front of yours.
Yeah, that thing holds about 12 pounds.
Yeah, right.
You'd fall right through and break your dick hole.
Well, all right, so I fall through back into the house. And then I have the upper hand because now he's upstairs.
Wow, yeah, then you get him with a double machete.
Oh, the tables have turned, Tony.
No, you just go out the bathroom window because it leads to the roof that rolls around to the breezeway that goes right
the
by the garage. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I've done it.
I've walked it
myself.
Oh, this only holds 12 pounds. That one?
That's a whole roof.
30 is a rock.
It's the full roof, as opposed to a little fucking, like, great fucking awning.
Oh, your room has the awning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jesus.
I thought it was the ones the squirrels always climb over.
You have derailed. That is the awning.
That is above our fucking family room, which is a roof. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
You know our house goes straight up, right? The awning comes out of that straight up house. You're so dumb. When you look at the house outside tonight, you're going, it's pretty fucking straight up.
God, it's cold.
Straight from
out.
My window. Straight from this window in this room.
Down.
Floor and a half drop.
Oh, and that's where your window is.
Is next to this one.
Yeah.
By the awning and the front door.
No one can see any of this.
Yeah, I know. This is horrible. You know how to break into our house now. Whatever.
Well, now I know how to escape. Thank God.
That's what I was trying to teach.
All right. We taught. Did you see anything cool, man?
We taught.
What do you mean? Any trailers? No, I know you saw Blade Runner. We'll get to it. Calm down.
Oh, we've talked about it.
Was that last week?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. He still loves it.
I cut up a bunch of pallet wood so I could make these little pallets.
Yeah. If you guys want, he's selling them for $2 for $10 on his Etsy.
Shut up.
It's called Testy.
No, it's not called Tony's Testies. It's called Tony's Wood.
Nice. They're pallet coasters, and they're lovely. He made like 8 of them for our house.
I legit will start probably mentioning it mildly when they're actually ready, but not yet. Well, who cares about that?
Still needs to stain them.
We also, Josie was nice enough to buy you guys a pumpkin or two, and I went and bought myself one because I'm an intrepid, you know, independent man.
Yeah, actually, she came in. Well, he was helping her with the pumpkins when they were doing something for my birthday.
Helping her with everything.
Yeah, you were. You were very nice. And he was like, oh, only 2 pumpkins. Who knew?
Wow, that's really inclusive. Not inclusive.
You guys plan on carving or something? What's up?
Wow, sounds like a fun activity.
Wow. Anyway. Yeah, I'm pretty artistic. I don't know if you knew anything about me.
Might enjoy myself with that. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. What a bitch.
Tricks. All right. Well, sorry your pumpkin fell to the
ground.
She
started cracking up. She's like, what? Oh, I should have got one.
So then Tony went and got a pumpkin, and we carved them. That was a blast.
Uh-huh. And they're awesome, and they're already withered.
Yep. Oh, fuck. For real? I didn't
know.
Oh,
mine's already like caved in.
Wow. That's
Dude,
quick.
Power. I needed to put toothpicks in it or something.
Oh, man. So when people do those insane carvings online, that's like, hurry, snap it now before it dies.
Yeah, it's like edible arrangements.
Huh. All right. Yeah, around you.
You gotta Zing! Eat it. You gotta eat it. Everything. Can I eat everything?
What?
What did you say about me?
Did you see any cool trailers, though? I know you've been building cool pallets and cool pumpkins. He did Oogie Boogie, for those wondering.
I did Batman.
Paul did Batman. Josie did the Mermaid. Cool. Jinx, go fuck yourself.
Nice, I will.
My
dick doesn't reach when it's soft, and when it's hard, it doesn't bend. I can't remember where
Good
I heard
Lord.
That, but that's one of my favorite things ever.
And then the devil's milk sprays like a super soaker. Oh my God, this is all it is. I'm not going to be funny, so you'll shut the fuck up with your coughs, your cough laugh, your... Every time I make some cool comment.
So you haven't seen anything?
Not that I can recall.
Okay. Well, then let's hop into Genre 5. Thank you so much to the Freely Spoken, also known as Chance Freeman. Check him out on SoundCloud. He's one of those rappers. No, actually, it's a great SoundCloud. I love him. There's an ongoing
What's
joke.
What's wrong with SoundCloud?
Nothing. Actually, you know what's odd? The only app I use right now is SoundCloud.
Why?
We're sponsored by him, Tony. fucking tell him Steve Dave, all their episodes are on SoundCloud, and they took like half of them off of iTunes.
Oh, well, God forbid.
And I'm subscribed to Slim and Freely on there.
Do you ever want to try another podcast?
What's it? There's others out there?
Yeah, a couple billion.
I thought we just jettisoned this one into space.
No, I meant not us and not that one.
Oh, I wouldn't listen. Yeah, I don't listen to our podcast back.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
The fuck would the point be?
Yeah, why would anyone listen to this?
No, it's good. I would recommend it to everyone. Take it to Japan with you. Spread the word, dude.
Yeah.
I want to be big in Japan. That'd be fucking dope.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
What?
That shirt.
No, that's a really dumb shirt.
I hate motherfuckers.
With a tub of ramen or something. Fuck off.
No, it means like your dick size.
I get it.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's not like a fucking...
I meant because I'm fat. It's a fat shirt. It's not a dick shirt for me. It's just a fat shirt. Look how fat he is in Tokyo. Oh, yeah, Godzilla. Like, no, that's all it is. It's not my penis if I'm wearing it. It's my whole body.
They're not like, oh, I bet he's got a fucking girthy cock on him. They're like, no, he girthy. Oh,
no,
man.
He a sumo.
We sound so racist.
Dude, the reason I kind of did that little act, that little fucking impression is because I was watching Anchorman 2 outtakes. And you know when he's doing the fucking, like, you know, the snowman tried to get a bank loan, shit like that.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan
today. Yeah, he was like, the fuck did he say? He's like, The news has recently reported that China will be a world dominant power in the next 30 years. He's like, oh, Confucius say, me think that information wrong. Like, the director was like, well, fuck that one, dude. No, no. And he just stopped, like, died laughing.
That's fucked up.
He's like, oh, Confucius.
It's funny because on Tell Him Steve Dave, like, Brian Johnson does Ming's voice like that.
Oh.
So much. And, like,
wow.
And before Comic Book Men came out, like, Q from Impractical Jokers was like, are you doing the Ming voice on television? And he's like, yeah, right. Like, AMC's going to be like, yep, roll with it.
Yeah, 3 minutes you went with that accent.
Oh, I got tiny dick. Like, shit like that. Like, he's just like all the stereotypes and that voice. Oh, it's insane. All right, Tom. Well, okay. So our genre five.
Oh, what is our genre five that was gifted to us?
Yes, thank you, Chance. He actually did a bunch of them, so we'll go through them all. He did our favorite video game scores, or OSTs, as Tone likes to call them.
Yeah, OSTs, dude. I'm in the know, dude. It's deep cuts.
I was looking into this today while I was delivering, and I went to YouTube and just typed in, like, game OSTs, like video game OSTs.
Yeah.
And
super lazy, yeah.
Yeah, and I found, like, you know, like, 1 hour of the sickest game OSTs ever, and I started listening to it, and World of Warcraft is an incredible score.
Oh, yeah, it's a very war-y.
No, it's, like, super, like, I don't know, like, eerie and fucking, like, this, like, haunting, like, woman's voice, like singing, like, in the background. Then it gets all, like, tribal-y.
Are you about to start playing WoW, dude?
No, not at all. WoW looks tremendously boring to me. But the music was great. Same with Overwatch. That had really good music. Never played that. Never thought it would be cool.
Because you didn't give a shit about the gameplay.
The Witcher had a great soundtrack.
Oh, The Witcher's gorgeous soundtrack, dude.
Yeah. Is that on yours?
No.
Okay.
Because they're either ones I have to have actually experienced.
Yeah, that's the ones that I went with, too. All right, well, let's knock out the one that's definitely on both of our lists.
I've got Shadow 12 on my list.
We'll knock it down to 5, bro. It's not genre 12.
Sorry. Shadow of the Colossus, yeah.
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus, that's on both of ours. That...
I wrote Shadow of the, because it was like, I knew what it was.
Wow, all right. I wrote SOTC, okay? Fucking dickhead. I can shorten shit too if I want to. Come at me with this horse shit.
I wrote aggro.
Oh, God damn it. I wrote shoot the birds flying around his head first, all right? Fuck off.
Squirrel hunter.
Yeah, I looked at collect lizard tails. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, lizards.
These are all inside jokes from Shadows of Colossus. Hope you like that, Dwayne Duke. I'm sure you've played it a lot.
Oh, it's a good game. They're coming out with that brand new fucking 4K version for PS4. Fuck me, I'm buying it.
Yeah, me too, dude, because I have a PS4 now!
Oh, somebody has a PS4 now!
Yeah, dude, the times have changed for old Paul and his shit old Xbox One.
He's like, not stupid anymore.
Yeah, I'm finally going to actually play IPs that I love.
Yeah.
I can't believe I spent $300 on that.
Son of a bitch, who wants it?
No, I'm still going to keep it.
No, dude, I need
it. Yeah, what about when Gears...
What about when Halo's rolling back out?
You know what? Halo, great OST.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like Halo?
I liked the first two Halos a lot.
I never got into Halo. I did play, like, the multiplayer and stuff when you do, like, the... What's that called? When you have Xboxes, like, together.
Oh, like LAN party?
Yeah, LAN party. Yeah, we used to do that.
Yeah, I bet you did.
The hell is that supposed to be?
You look like you were at a couple LAN parties.
Okay. Is that cum still in my beard? Damn it.
No. I still smell like pizza.
But yeah, LAN parties and stuff. And yeah, that's a great soundtrack. A lot of people do it in, like, fucking hallways now. That's, like, a new thing.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
Like at college?
No. Hang on. I'll show it to you. But, what do you like about the soundtrack, Tony?
Which one?
The one we're talking about, Halo, dickhead.
We didn't even talk about Shadow of the Colossus, but whatever.
All right, what do you like about Shadow?
But whatever. Oh, it was the Shadow. Shadow, man, they were the first game that, in my opinion, that I've played, that I know about, that tried to fucking make a game that was a work of art more than anything else.
Yeah,
like, well, that was, like, first and foremost.
It's like a moving painting, but along with it, it didn't feel... Because I was looking up old games and shit like that, too. Like, you know how you had, like, the 8-bit sound?
Yeah.
And most of it's very annoying. But, like, these games that are coming out now are, like, full orchestra. Like, I'm sure most of them are probably digital. Maybe a couple real instruments. But Shadow felt very real.
Yeah, very it was human. Really organic, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It felt like the mood the game puts you in, which is like this really like eerie, ancient, fucking awesome, fucking epic, just a beautiful land.
Here's some dude in a hallway doing your song, dude. He hits the high one.
Then he breaks it down.
No, oh. He just walks away because some kid yells a slur at him.
Fuck your mother. Yeah. Okay, gotta go to class.
Yeah, and someone's just like, shut up. They're studying for finals.
You fucking douche. Oh, someone pegged me with a highlighter.
Yeah, god damn, that hurts.
So Halo obviously has an awesome soundtrack because it's like that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like huge overtones and it's powerful. And then it comes in with like guitars, like, and it feels very action-y.
Yeah, I like it. That's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of mine is the God of War series.
God of War.
Yeah, there's a part in one. It's like, Kratos. I swear to fucking God.
Yeah. And it is, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Latin that you hear, what you want
to
hear.
They say Kratos' name for sure. I swear to God.
It's probably like, all hail him, Kratos.
And, yeah, but it sounds like, hey, you see Kratos. I'm like, I fucking see him. He's right in front of me.
Dude, he's right here. I am him.
I am. Yeah, exactly. I'm the ghost of Sparta. No, fucking, that game has a really cool score, too. It's very gladiator-ish.
Yes. They really hit the, they made it the goal.
Yeah, they made it real Greeky.
Real Greek as fuck.
Yeah, tzatziki sauce and all.
Oh my God.
Good.
My next one on my list is Metal Gear Solid. I could have picked the whole fucking franchise.
I wouldn't have been fine with that.
Certain Metal Gears sound like James Bond at the beginning. Certain ones sound like fucking like,
oh, what you mean,
spy
like,
thrillers.
Like it has like a woman singing like a huge,
yeah.
Like,
well,
oh, really?
It even
like
had
opening?
An intro of like a snake fucking like just the bones of a snake. Like,
it's like Goldfinger. Like that,
yeah,
type of
but
shit.
It's like Snake Eater.
Ooh, I like that. You got
I
way better voice than I do.
Yeah, I'm no, all it's this up, chick though. Singing and it's she has a score like I guess it'd be a title track for the fucking game and they play it at the beginning and end.
Yeah.
It'd be- during gameplay, which is gorgeous.
Oh, that's really cool.
You feel like you're 007 slash big boss.
Snake.
Well, you're a big boss in that game. His dad.
Oh, right on.
It was in the 60s, not the 90s.
Got it.
Okay, so Metal Gear Solid. Just type in Metal Gear Solid original soundtrack. It's stupid good, and it really, really does like... Dun, 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 dun. It's like so espionage.
I like it. All right, so my next one is Portal.
Ooh, yeah, Portal's got a cool soundtrack.
Yeah, mainly because of the end theme.
Well, that's a nice original song.
And I can't remember what it's called, damn.
This was a triumph.
Yeah, that's how it starts out. It's
the
not,
cake is a lie?
Is that it? I always just type in Portal song.
No,
and
I type in the cake is a lie.
Portal end song title. Dude, I really like having this iPad, though.
Yeah,
like,
you're really clicking away with those keystrokes
really
that are
still
set
alive.
To click. Wow, still clicking with the keystrokes.
Because the whole thing is I'm still alive.
Oh,
she's like,
yeah.
I'm not dead, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. For the good of all involved.
Aperture Science. The creator actually sings it like on guitar. It sounds fucking sick. Like, he plays like it acoustically. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got, Tone?
Next on my list is... probably Skyrim.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dude, Skyrim is goddamn epic.
That's on my list, too. And one thing that I love about Skyrim is when you pop the game in the first main menu, you just get pumped as fuck.
Oh, dude. Fusraga, like, that shit's so awesome.
Yeah, that opening shit, just like them, like all like singing, and then they go into the you're just like, fucking yes, let's cut dragons' heads off.
It's like a Viking boner in my ears.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Straight through the brain, out the other side.
Clip.
Yo, what's up, Viking tip? my last one's Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Oh, Ocarina's on my list.
Awesome.
Man, what a pretty score.
12. Yeah, the forest theme. Even the opening credits, like that doom.
Like yeah. It's like in these. Oh the yeah, where it's like the over the sunset. Yeah,
yeah, and you're riding the horse, like, crack, crack, crack. But I was like, I fucking hate this game. When she got it for me, I remember like he always made that like yeah, yeah. Whenever you would roll, and that's how I would travel.
Listen,
yeah, and then you had Navi be like, listen, listen. Like, oh my god, she was like, fucking turn it off.
Eat a carrot. Eat a carrot. Eat a carrot.
Yeah,
yeah, carrot.
Yeah, she was not. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I'm breaking pox, Mom. I gotta get all the rubies.
Yeah.
Where's my pizza rolls? Fuck.
And there was like that like hum to his sword when he'd charge it, like
yeah. That game is just so fucking dope.
Yep.
I wish I had a Switch.
Fuck off.
No, I wish that. Well, all right.
Fuck off.
No, I'm so happy I have a PlayStation 4. That's the sickest fucking gift. Thank you, Josie. But what I'm really saying is that I wish Nintendo was a little bit more lenient with their titles.
Well. That's why they have 7 for the Switch.
Yeah, and dude, when you like, they found their niche. They're like, we don't even have to give them to consoles. We'll make our own people buy that shit. Here's Mario, Mario Kart, and fucking Zelda.
One Zelda and 2 Marios, and that's all you fucking get.
They'll give you some type of Wii bowling.
Yeah, there will be a Xenogears JRPG bullshit.
Well, they could probably do like a Donkey Kong too.
Dude, either way, their IPs. I don't know how they can do good.
Metroid, that's probably one of them. Super Smash Brothers. Tell. Mario Parties.
Nobody talks about fucking Switch.
When it first came out, everyone was hyped on it. And they keep putting out those little systems, too.
Oh, I think they're making a mini micro Game Boy, I was reading.
What?
Yeah, like a little tiny Game Boy.
That you plug into your TV?
That I think... I don't know how it's going to work. I think it's a clip-on for a phone.
Whoa.
To where you just put a cartridge into an adapter on the phone and then play it.
Oh, I don't know if I like that because that means you're not going to have real buttons and I don't like playing.
Ooh, you know what else I don't like? I take my case off.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Unless they make a tiny little adorable Game Boy or something, but why would it want to be tinier?
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, that's a good idea in theory, but I don't like... have you ever played like joystick or button games on touchscreen?
Yeah.
I do not like
Dude.
It.
You got to get the vice grip. It's this thing we have at work, and it literally like snaps over the back side of your phone and locks in two full controller, like LBRB, two joystick, 4 button on the right. It's like a launch fucking lock-in pad for your phone.
I know we're doing commercials for fucking Apple now.
I wasn't doing it for Apple. Vice grip is not made by Apple, you fucking moron. Choke on your fucking high life, you fucking stupid
Living
asshole.
Living the good life. All right, what's your last one?
I don't have more. You mean my...
Nope, you're on 5.
Nope, I am not on 5.
You are.
No, I am not.
All right, well, let's roll through them
Journey.
Quick.
What a pretty soundtrack. Really takes you to the middle of a sad desert where you're alone, and then you meet a friend. It makes me feel beautiful. Journey.
Go ahead, next one.
Oh, dude, you guys, next one on the list is Final Fantasy VIII. What a fun soundtrack. It sounds like a JRPG took a jizz on a JRPG. It's so fun. So 16-bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Feel me, bro?
Uh-huh.
I got something here for you, you big baby. Oh, how about Mass Effect 2?
Never played Mass Effect.
Oh, so good. You should play it.
Yeah. Wow. Really feel included. Now I know I filled those fucking pumpkins.
This is going to be the best part of the podcast, is me killing it with all these awesome other games.
Yeah.
Transistor. It's a small game. You can get it for like $10, dude. It's on the fucking... You can get it on a phone or a PS4 or an Xbox. It's so dope. Play Transistor and get carried away into a steampunk cyber robot world. Uh-huh. I'm done.
No, and that brings us out of genre 5. Good job, Tony.
Thanks, Paul. You did good too, dude.
Thank you, dude. Anyways, now let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
Whoa!
All right, man. I saw some shit this week, dude.
Put your hard hats on.
All right, I'm going to start off with an oldie but a goodie, Odd Thomas. It's been on Netflix since like the dawn of Netflix.
Yeah, it is Netflix's little baby.
I finally got around to it, and I really fucking enjoyed it. Who's that kid's name? Anton Yevorkian?
Anton Yorchin.
Yeah, Anton Yorkie, like the dog.
Anton. Zvorkichin.
He's dead, and I'm really sorry about that. But I love him as an actor, and I will literally watch that dude in anything. Alpha Dog, amazing. Charlie Bartlett, amazing. Star Trek, love him. This kid's great. What was that movie? The Green Room? That movie was fucked up.
Yeah. Rest in one crushed piece, dude.
Oh, wow. He's got a family.
He doesn't listen to this.
That's true. I guess they're the dicks.
You're missing out.
But yeah, Odd Thomas, if you haven't seen it, it's about this kid that can basically like see when death is about to happen because these things called, I can't remember, it's like barkoids or some shit. And they all like flock to a place and he sees dead people kind of like that, but he also like helps out detectives. And William Dafoe's in it. It's actually pretty cool. Not amazing. I give it 6 deep impacts. Tone, what do you see?
Oh, I dig it. Oh, me?
Have you seen Odd Thomas?
Yes, long, long time ago.
So you don't really remember?
Nah.
So, go ahead.
I watched Death Sentence with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I told you guys about this, and I thought you guys would get excited, and Josie loves Kevin Bacon. Get you some fucking fresh fried bacon, dude, because this is an evil movie. Lots of fucking violence. It's just a pure revenge flick.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling us about this, yeah.
But then you just disregarded it. Didn't even write it in the note. Did
what
you?
Note?
You don't have a note?
No, why?
For the podcast?
Did you send one to me?
No, you don't save a note?
Yeah, I save everything that I watch.
Yeah, write down things you'd like to watch, dude. I have a like to watch note.
Oh, that's how I had Hell or High Water on here.
See? Yeah. Right. Man, never mind. You know how to write stuff down, obviously. Cool. All right.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Egg on my face.
7.5 out of 10 deep impacts.
Oh, shit.
And you shouldn't watch it because you don't deserve it anymore.
Got it. All right. I watched Epically Later. I watched like 4 of those on your recommendation. Those are awesome. I watched the Bam Margera one, which is ultra fucking depressing. Especially if you watch Bam as like a younger kid and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, he's
like
a fucking loser now.
Oh, I feel bad saying that about him because, I mean, he's trying to get his life back together, which I'm very happy
he's going to fuck it up.
Chad Muska was insane. If you don't want like skateboarding, then I mean, like, probably won't really give a shit about any of this. Heath Kirchart, though, you really enjoyed.
I did because I wish I was him.
And you, but you kind of like the skateboarding culture. Not a lot, but kind of.
Oh, I enjoy skateboarding culture a lot. I don't
know it.
You know it.
Yeah,
really.
Jonah Hill was in the Chad Muska one.
Oh, yeah. Jonah Hill's all over the fucking
but like,
place
yeah, he was
for
in
skateboarding.
He was in the Big Dumb. Brother movie. Yeah. But fucking, he's only for
but
a second.
Fucking.
Yep, got it. Good one, dude. Oh, he said duty. I like how we're turning into Family Guy. Anyways, fucking, he's in it for a second. He's like, oh, yeah, I still have that kamikaze board, that Muska kamikaze board. OG. That ain't eBay. He's like, I bought that. I skated on that. I was like, that's
that
sick.
Ain't eBay.
I had that board too, and I had the fucking Muska silhouette, which means nothing to anybody. Heath Kirchart, though, check that one out. And Bam, you'll like that one.
No, you won't. It'll be depressing.
Yeah, it is very depressing. Very well done, though. There are weird parts that they shoot, though, like when Bam's in his backyard being like, looking for the cat. A solid 2 minutes they shot him for. Like, I was like, are they trying to make him look like a fat asshole looking for an animal?
Yeah, they were.
That sucks.
They accomplished
like,
it.
Like, that's kind of like a
shitty
light. Give
the filmmakers credit where credit's due, because you were like, ew, look at him.
No, like, I was just kind of like, there's no need for this to be in here. It's not like, oh, hey, portray him as an animal lover, because everyone thinks he's a fucking serial killer. It didn't make any sense for, like, the, I don't know, the character that they were trying to build. It is very weird. They, like, shoot it with an unbiased, to where you're kind of like, are they trying to make him look like a dick?
Maybe that's just real life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, are they trying to make it look like a dick, or are they just like, hey, this is just how shit is? I can't really tell the motive behind it. But I feel like
it's probably just how shit is.
It could be malicious.
It could be.
I give it, Epically Later is really well done, very beautifully shot. I'll give it fucking like an 8 for documentaries.
Cool.
It's a vice.
Cool.
You can watch them on YouTube.
YouTube it. I watched a movie called The Bad Batch because it had Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones.
Aquaman.
Khal Drogo. I don't know, man. It was everything I kind of want in a movie, which is like there's a society that's broken down, kind of like fucking like a neo fucking apocalypse kind of a society, but they have strict rules, and then they have gates around the city, which is like an entire, like all of LA, but then the desert, they have a fucking gate, and they'll kick you out if you're bad. And literally just let you fucking wither and die in the desert. But there's communities out there called the Bad Batch, and they'll take your limbs and then cut them off and then keep you alive because that's your payment to get into their cities.
So wait,
so they,
a
then
bunch
they
of
eat
torsos?
Them. Oh. Bunch of fucking like one-legged people rolling around
oh,
on golf
okay,
carts
so
and
only,
shit.
Yeah, they're like amputees, not just like...
Yeah. They're not taking their
like
fucking
torsos
like...
with heads.
Yeah, they're not taking their whole bottoms.
No, I mean like quadriplegics, like they're like arm. You said limbs.
Usually it's one or two.
Limbs.
Usually it's one or two.
So I thought you meant like legs and arms.
They're not greedy, dude. They just need enough to cook. You
okay,
know.
So they're
cook,
good.
Cook
they're,
a stew.
They're nice.
But it's a super, and Keanu Reeves is in it too. He plays the bad guy. It's fucking weird, man, but he's not the bad guy. He's a hero in my eyes. But she doesn't like him, and she's this neurotic fucking asshole.
All right.
I don't like it, really.
Okay, what do you give it?
Yeah, I give it like 4 out of 10.
I'm sorry, you're like, I don't like it. She was kind of a dick. He's a kind of a hero. He is the villain. I was like, what's happening?
Well, I kind of loved the world.
What?
I kind of loved the world.
Oh, yeah, you very much like the dystopian future. Did you like The Road a lot, too?
What? Yeah.
Oh.
What? What?
Hardcore
what?
Depressing.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, lose your dad, then watch that movie, bud.
All right, man, it wasn't
now.
Quite like that.
Yeah, you like movies where kids' dads die? Is that what it is?
I had to watch my mom die.
Okay,
I had to pull her plug.
Jeez, I didn't...
Well, you wanted it to be a little rougher. Really fucking pulling the veil away and just...
I want
burning the tip
know.
Of my dick with your fucking fiery wit.
Both the things that we just said were ultra true. And that's not like,
yeah.
We're not joking like, haha, that's funny that you said
they're
ultra true.
We have a lot of demons deep down.
But damn, that was raw as hell. Oh man, I
love
you, dude.
I love you too.
Dead Parents jokes really bring
Holy
us together.
Shit, Dead Parents Society.
Oh.
That's not the name of the episode.
Dead Parents Society?
No, that's not the episode.
I feel like that should be, that's good. All right. Anyways, I watched Sicario.
Oh, you did now.
Finally fucking watched Sicario. God damn, am I kicking myself. That movie's so fucking dope.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's really fucked up. I recommend it highly. I think it's on Amazon Prime, so not many people have that luxury like Tony and I.
We are classy as fuck.
Hey, can you hand me that ivory back scratcher behind you?
Oh, no, I'll order it, Prime.
Yeah, don't worry. Oh, it's here. Oh, my God. I get hit in the face with it from the window. No, but Sicario is fucking beautifully shot, so fucked up. Definitely a movie you gotta watch, though. Not one of those you can turn off the old brain and just hop into.
Dude, how about the progression to that ending?
Wow. Well, not only that, I was like, all right, like, what the fuck is happening? Like, you know, I was like, there isn't a single robot, no ghost. I haven't seen a lick of CGI anywhere near this movie. And then, like, as it was going, I was like, these people are really fucked up.
This is really, really real.
Yeah, no, and then, and the fact that, like, it became, like, a vengeance story was really fucking super dark and awesome.
I love how there's a character, and I'm not giving anything away, but it's, like, whoever will let him off a leash.
Yeah.
Such a cool concept. Like,
he'll work for anyone that'll get him closer to his goal. That's basically
so dope. So dope.
So I give it like 8.59. That movie, I definitely like highly rewatchable.
Hell yeah.
And a lot of fun.
Everyone in that movie also acted their ass off. Solid.
Yeah, definitely.
Solid performances. I also watched The Deuce. The Deuce on HBO.
And?
It was not about what I thought it was going to be about.
Poop?
Yeah. And I was like, what is all these characters?
Why are there people in this? Why are there people in these parts?
Why is these people in here?
There's people in these hills.
No, it's about like 70s New York, pimps and cops and fucking AIDS and
is
fucking
James Franco
drugs.
In that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I saw the preview.
It's okay. There's a lot of like dicks and titties and stuff if you like that.
Is that, I see, all right, dude, you know what I kind of dislike about HBO?
Dicks and titties?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about nudity.
No,
push along the storyline.
Yeah, I'm over here like, all right, well, you're really sucking me into the moment with her titties.
I don't give a fuck about a famous person's fucking ass, dick, titties, vagina, nothing. I don't give a fuck. I watch the fucking show because I like them. Like, do people legit like turn into a show and be like, oh my God, I just can't wait till I see some nudity?
No, it's real, like, I could care. Well, this is even some kind of a... It's a strange style of nudity. You see what looks like the simulation of actual fucking blowjobs. Like, you see a penis and you see a chick sucking on a penis. Then
you
see a dude sucking on a penis. Huh? For some reason, it's weird because it's in a show and it feels taboo to be seeing it in the show.
That's what I'm saying.
But if I'm watching a porn, I'm like, that chick's sucking the thing I Googled it to suck. Like, I asked for this.
I Googled it to suck.
Well, you know what I mean. I told Google to make the videos come to me.
Not her. She's not in it. I love her.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But when you're watching a porn, you're like, well, this is what I expected.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking not too random seeing you here,
yeah,
penis and pussies.
I signed up for this one. Not when he turned on Deuce. I thought I was going to watch a dude taking a poop.
Oh, my God. That is a weird thing. Because, yeah, in shows, I'm like, whoa, did I just see a dude's tip of his dick in his hand and another guy just like lick it with his tongue? Like, that's crazy. But when you're watching porn, you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal.
Yeah, totally.
When I'm watching porn, it's like normal for that like to be like a chick tip. Like,
oh,
on it.
I get it.
Yeah, you got the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. You did. You're hard to get.
Yeah. Well, it's the name of my porno.
You're hard to get.
What do you give it? Deuce.
Oh, 6 out of 10. It's not rewatchable, but it's all right performances. Maggie Gyllenhaal's boring as fucking it. James Franco could be doing other stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like a cool period piece. Like, there's some cool cop stuff, like shit that went on in the 70s in New York that was fucking crazy.
Right on.
So that's fun to watch, but like, yeah.
Yeah, because like Times Square was like ultra fucked then.
Yeah, well, yeah. Also, it was almost like, yo, are we in fucking Beirut or New York City? And they're like, homeless people just straight up having sex on old pianos everywhere.
No, like New York was like way fucked up back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Beirut, like fucked.
Like, yeah,
and once New York looked like a fucking like bombed town.
It was fucked up. They started having to, like in every shop that was in Times Square, they started having to carry a certain amount of like New York centric shit. And that put a lot of the porno shits like out of business because they were like, we have to carry like 40% worth of merch that we can't even move.
Oh yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, so that's like that. Is that called gentrification? Where they like kind of like take like a shit neighborhood and then make it into
They shine it up.
Yeah, so that's like why Times Square is like, you know, TRL, and like there's like fucking like 13-year-olds outside. Like before it was like that would have been bad.
No, you don't want to be outside at night on a fucking street in the 70s in New York.
Speaking of James Franco, I watched Why Him.
Oh, yeah. I started it and then didn't finish it.
Why?
Because I wasn't entertained.
There's parts of it that are really funny, but for the most part, it was kind of a mediocre comedy. If I was higher, probably would have liked it more.
Yeah.
But since I was sober, I will give it 5 sober, cold, deep impacts.
Cold.
Stone cold
sober. Oh, it was cold as ice, dude.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. There's enjoyable parts, too, definitely. But I don't know if I'd go back and watch that again.
I feel you on it, dude.
If you were watching, I might like sit down and be like, oh, yeah, this is funny. And then be like, all right, later, dude.
I'm not going to talk about the show I'm currently watching. I'm going to wait till I'm done with it. And then next on my list is It Comes at Night.
Mm-hmm.
And It Comes at Night.
We both saw it.
Yes. We watched it. I didn't know what the fuck this movie was about, but the preview has all these really cool shots of people in gas masks and post-apocalyptic looking worlds, and like you don't learn anything.
Yeah, you literally know no reason why the sickness is there, and we didn't want to spoil it. If you want to watch it, go ahead, but just know that you're going to walk out of it being like, we didn't really get any further, just fucked up shit happened.
Yep, just some fucked up shit. So it's one little scenario in this world without any context.
Yes, I would give it like a 6.
Same here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good
if
Good music, it's eerie, it's got tension, it plays on paranoia.
Not enough tension, though.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't as good as, oh man, what's that called?
Panic Room.
Dinner Party or whatever?
Oh, The Invitation. Yeah. The Invitation's amazing. Yeah. That movie's super high tension, and not a lot of shit happens in that movie.
Nope. That's just real good tension.
I like how I just got surprised by, like, I remembered. I was like, and not a lot of stuff happens, Tony.
Dude, and I enjoyed that.
And I loved it. Not a single robot. But yeah, I felt like if there was more tension-based stuff, like, it just felt, like, too pedestrian.
I feel it. No, I was underwhelmed, for sure.
The ending definitely was fucking way fucked up, but, like, the getting to that wasn't that great.
I was blown away that, like, got the rave reviews it was.
The actress's performance at the end of it, though, like when the fucked up shit starts happening.
Oh, yeah.
Is brutally heartbreaking.
Yeah, and I was like, someone's gotta, like, shut her up.
Yeah, and then someone did. Alright, so anyways, we watched Hell or High Water.
Yeah, we did.
I did 15 minutes of it I missed.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You fucked up. No,
was the ending, like, way good?
My boy Ben Foster is in that movie.
Ben Foster and
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine, yeah.
Chris Pine's eyes are piercing like a fucking wolf.
Yeah, he has beautiful eyes.
Good Lord. I was like, don't like dudes, you know? But like, what's up, Chris Pine?
You're really trying to prove your heterosexuality throughout this whole podcast.
Oh, I always have to. When I'm around you, you big stud. Yeah, Chris Pine, dude, you can get it.
Wow. That might be the first time that happened in a review.
That's awesome. Just a clip of that.
Like, it's weird that Tony's he's holding the mic to the ground and spreading his asshole open right now.
Chris, yeah, looking under his legs. Yeah. Chris Pine, you could get it.
Yeah, I guess who I pine for. I'm like, ew.
Ew, you made that up. That's smart.
Your whole balloon knot's out right now, dude. All right, so it's about two brothers that rob banks. They're trying to get to like a certain amount and shit like that. Jeff Bridges is in it. He's one of the cops that chases him. It's good. Not incredible, but it is... It's super watchable. I'll give it that. Yeah,
totally cool once through fucking
the characters are decent movie. Enough, but not so much that you'd want to revisit it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's okay. It's never...
Wow.
Okay, I'm trying. Hey, man, I'm
Welcome
trying.
Welcome to I Can't Read with Tony Shut Paul,
up,
man.
Ass dick.
What's up?
Oh.
You bastard freaking
ass.
Bastard freaking marijuana, dude.
Shut up. You don't even know what I'm talking. I'm sleepy. It's 2 a.m. here, dude. Okay, I'm saying it's not No Country for Old Men. It's hard to say that. It's No Country for Old Men. That sounds dumb.
No.
It's No Country for Old Men.
Now who's the dickhead?
Yeah, it's not like I was saying. If I was saying any other title, I could have said it's no
RoboCop
or Jurassic Park. I know other movies.
Shit, man, give me that weed.
I know every movie. I don't smoke weed.
I know you don't. You're sober as a Jay. You like that? That was good, dude.
Jay's like weed, dude.
Like, you know so little about weed. Why are Jays into weed? You mean like Blue Jays?
Do they know where to get it?
Is your friend named Jay?
Let me get his beeper number.
All right, did we rate Hell or High Water?
Oh, give it a hoo-ah, 7.
Yeah, I'd say 7, too. Probably 6, 5, 7, yeah. I haven't watched the ending. Was the ending, like, ultra rad?
That was Al Pacino giving that review.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
Great ass!
Got a great ass!
Wow, that was a pretty good Pacino, dude. I like that. Maybe I don't know. I'm under the influence. I am alone. Out here on my raft with Wilson.
This is going to be a great episode.
Yeah, probably not. Anyways.
I'm proud of it.
I know. All right. How much more shit do you have?
None.
Oh, really? Okay, I got to burn through this then. All right, so Call to Chucky. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
You can just turn the microphone.
No, I got it in the position I want. Just continue with your list. All you right. can talk.
Call to Chucky. I would give like a 6-ish, 6.5 maybe. If you like The Curse of Chucky, it kind of goes along that same thing. They're really trying to tie in a lot of continuity, but they do have the original actor that played the little boy in the movie. I'm trying
What's
to think
his name?
Andy.
Andy.
Andy. Let's play Hide the Soul. But yeah, fucking Chucky's still fucked up. The beginning of the movie's so insane, dude. Andy's old, and like he's on like a fucking date or some shit, like a blind date. Chick's like, yo, like it's weird that you're like into guns. He's like, just because I have a couple guns, like, you know, I still think the background checks need to happen and all this shit. She's like, so multiple guns. He's like, what are you getting at here? Like, what's up? And she's like, well, I know you had a really bad childhood. He's like, you Googled me, didn't you? And she's like, yeah. He's like, fucking internet. And then, like,
fucking internet.
And then, like, you know, like, he, like, sips the wine. Then, like, the credits start, and he's driving back to his cabin. He gets in there. And in the third Chucky movie, he has a, this, like, sweatshirt from this, like, academy that he went to. Do you remember the third Chucky movie? It's like a fucking, like, some kid jumps on a grenade. It's like a fucking, God damn it, like a academy for boys that shoot guns. Army Academy.
Wow.
Is that what it's called?
No, you're there.
What would you call it? Fucking smart asshole, man?
Oh, what That's are you talking superior. About? Are you talking about fucking...
It's like academy for kids that like tells
them
like,
how to shoot.
Yeah,
military school?
Military school. Thank you. That's all you needed to say, dude. Leave me fucking out here high and dry.
I don't know if it was boot camp
Literally
for fucking
high
like
and dry.
GI training. I don't
no,
know.
They're like shooting like live rounds and shit, and Chucky goes there and blows up motherfuckers. Anyways,
cool.
That poster's there of like that fucking shirt that he was wearing.
Yeah.
And he opens that and pulls out from a safe Chucky's head.
Okay.
All fucked up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I guess the date didn't go well, dude. And he's like, yeah, it's just me and you again, Chucky. And they're like hanging out.
What?
And he lights a joint and fucking like he hits it. And he's like, let me hit that, kid. And like he gives it to Chucky and Chucky hits it and he like tries to bite at him. And he's like, oh, so you want to do that? And he's like, what, are you just going to fucking torture me your whole life, Andy? You just going to live alone? And he whips out a blowtorch and just starts burning his face. And he's like, yeah, nothing like a Friday night staying in. Just like lights it and starts lighting him on fire. It's fucking dope, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the rest of the movie was really convoluted and I didn't really understand it.
Okay, cool.
So the beginning, a 10. Oh my God. Same with fucking Curse of Chucky too. That movie was fucking started out amazing, but the rest of it, you're just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So for the whole thing, I guess like a 6. I watched Boss Baby. Very weird. It was odd. Animated movie. I'm sure everyone's heard about it already.
Yeah.
It just came out a while ago. I give it a 5. There was a lot of weird...
Like, it's too sexy for you.
A lot of butthole talk in it.
Yep.
For a baby movie, a lot of butthole talk. speaking of Baby Driver, I saw.
Yeah.
So did you. You didn't mention
it. Oh, yeah.
It.
I forgot to write that down. I totally saw Baby Driver. That movie's fucking awesome.
Now, did you, like, know that that dude did theater before you looked him up?
No.
Really? You couldn't tell?
Who did theater?
The main actor, Baby.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, like his like flourishes and like him moving. I don't know if it's because I've seen a lot of plays because my brother and shit like that. He plays drum set and on
yeah,
Broadway.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I just thought he looked cool.
No, like his like movements, like he took ballet for a ton of years and shit like that. Because I looked at him, like I told Josie, I was like, that dude definitely did theater before he did like actual like acting.
You know your theater, huh?
Yeah, I do. I can spot a theater guy wherever I want.
Yeah, I bet you do. Spot all the theater dudes.
What do you give Baby Driver? Oh. Kevin Spacey was meh to me. I'm not gonna
lie.
Yeah,
he was a boring character.
Yeah.
Everyone else was fun as shit. 7.5. It's a fun action movie. And it's unique in a lot of ways. It also reminds me of True Romance. It's a very, like, elemental.
True Romance
like,
is way better than
no,
that
no,
movie.
No, I meant their love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, Baby and
yeah.
her. That's mm-hmm. all. That's all it has in common. Dora? Delma?
I don't think it's Dora.
Belma?
The Explorer. I think it's, oh, fucking. Debbie? Deborah?
Belva?
Deborah?
Deborah, but spelled weird, yeah.
Debbie?
Debris,
that was it. Damn, we were way off.
Debris.
Samsonite. Alright, so I give it like a 6.5. I enjoyed it, but like not like a ton.
Yeah, yeah,
not
I
as
mean,
much as I thought I would. Maybe it's because you hyped it up for me, shithead.
No, I didn't. No, I said it was cool.
Oh, man, you're gonna freaking love it. I can't wait for you to see it, dude, later on.
You're jaded, dude.
I also watched The Secret Life of Walter Mitty again.
God.
Yeah, I mean, but I enjoy The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. I give it, like, a 7. Better than Baby Driver? No, probably not. 6. All right, I also watched John Wick 2.
Oh. Take your time.
Oh, I don't even need to.
Seeing 9. The classics.
Boom.
Boom.
That movie rocked.
Go watch John Wick 2, you fucking idiots.
Holy headshots, Batman.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's got a body count.
Dude. It's like, can you just get out of his way before you die?
No, because bullets will find your head.
They'll
it doesn't
find
matter.
Your brains no matter where.
Oh, it was so funny. Fucking Josie fell asleep like when he's like walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, I'll give you an hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, well, here comes the third half of the movie. And she's like, I'm going to pause it and wait for tomorrow. And then she like popped it back in.
She paused it to watch him walk.
13 seconds did she counted.
Oh.
She's like, motherfucker.
You got to check that remaining time.
All right. So yeah, 9 for John Wick 2. If you haven't seen any of the John Wicks, you are fucking your life up. It's so good. And the last thing is I've been watching a lot of Big Mouth.
Yeah.
The Netflix original. Did we talk about this last week?
I think so.
Okay, a little bit. Well, I'm on
fucking
episode
hilarious.
9. I think there's 10 total. So I think I'm on the last episode. But episode 9, have you... what?
No.
Oh.
I've been busy.
What are you on?
I had another show.
Yeah, no, fucking Criminal Minds.
It's not Criminal Minds, it's Mindhunter.
Oh, it's worse.
That sounds so shitty.
That is a bad title.
It's horrible.
All right, why not like a like serial thriller?
I don't know.
That was the name of a ride from Six Flags.
That making a term.
I pulled my neck on as a child.
Just...
All right, so in episode 9... Damn, it sucks that you haven't seen this. I don't really want to talk to you about it, but I don't know if you're going to remember it when you actually see it. All the characters go through like a really hard thing, and you give a shit about everything that they're feeling. which I think is a really impressive thing to do in a cartoon that has a hormone demon that literally says, fuck her face.
Yeah.
And like you get to episode 9 and you give a shit about these characters. I might have been stoned, I don't know. But like I really fucking enjoyed
the... You were also sick. Were you sickly and like dizzy?
No, wait, was I sick when I was watching that? Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. But like, no, I think that's like when I started smoking weed again, like when I felt a little bit better. Anyways, it hits hard though. It's good.
All right, cool.
It's really good. Like they capture like this kind of like 80s moment awkwardness and coolness of it. All right.
I like
Big
it.
Mouth, as of right now, that show's a fucking like solid like 8.5. It's so fucked up.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It is so fucked up.
It's like, so fucking funny.
When I'm watching, I'm like, there's no way that Netflix is like, go for it, Nick Kroll.
Yep.
Say whatever the fuck you want from the perspective of like, how are they supposed to be, 12, 13?
If that.
Like yeah. 11?
Yeah,
are 10, 11. 7th graders?
Something. Oh, wait, they're
in high school, right?
I think they're first year high school. So what, freshmen? 13?
Yeah, so 13, yeah.
12, 13, yeah.
Yeah, but the show
yeah,
finds...
Yeah, getting hair on their dicks and stuff, yeah.
Right, the show finds heart in a show that is insanely, horrifically fucking, like... I don't know the words to describe it. Like, super graphically dark.
Yeah, it's raw as fuck.
But, like, graphic, too. Like, you're just like, good, just... Jesus, that's hard to listen to.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. All right, so that brings us into Test of Tony, Deep Blue Sea, which I didn't watch. So.
Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin, or his hat, or his head.
Nice, dude, that was sick.
Oh, dude, it's the worst.
Was that LL Cool J?
LL Cool J, he's a cook slash preacher slash...
Bird lover.
Bird lover slash...
Yo, bird.
I'm not... dying in my own oven. I understand the irony of this.
Ah, that's kind of... I mean, the fact that they were that aware of it at that time...
Yeah,
they're kind of good, though.
Hella aware of it.
Well, you don't think that that's kind of like...
That it's clever that he... Well, putting
in that era of movie.
Oh, yeah. His character was smarter than most characters in a movie like that. He actually has some crazy, crazy deep existential insights... He reads quotes from like really heavy books and shit of modern philosophy, but no one listens to him, so it has no real bearing on anyone but himself.
How do you approach this movie when you go to watch it?
Well, I think of it as, I put it next to every movie ever made.
Also remember, when you look at that time, we recorded like fucking 15 minutes before that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know how much I got.
Gotcha.
So like I weigh every movie that's ever been made and ever never will be made,
oh.
And then I take the weight of time.
Yikes.
And the pressure of society.
Whew.
And then I analyze my review.
That's really heavy of you.
What I did this time is I ate some pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I farted and scared the cat and woke the kitty up. Then I just started the movie.
That loud, eh?
Ripped it.
Oh, our poor boy.
He was like, hey.
I walked in today and you're like, hey, man. I was like, oh, what a cool, chill night. He turned the corner. He's like, rah! I was like, God,
yeah,
Lord.
That cat runs at you real hard.
I'm like, why do you scream when I enter the doorway? Anyways, back to Deep Blue Sea. See, I go about this movie like, this movie's like funny. But at the same time, rad, because they have really cool kill scenes.
Yeah. It was trying to be serious
like,
all the way through,
no
but it
way.
Failed.
No, I disagree with that wholeheartedly, because they talk about that dude pissing into the wind.
He was.
Yeah, at himself. That's funny.
He's smart.
Right, he's a genius that pisses into the wind.
So they're making fun of his character.
Yeah.
So you're saying they that's an analogy for the film, a smart film that pisses on itself?
Fucking A, I am.
Boom.
That's exactly what I was saying, Tony.
There you go.
I'm so
another
happy that
knowledge
you're,
nugget.
I'm so happy that you're smart enough to understand what I was trying to get
well,
across.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you had that all along. I know,
yeah.
I know.
You
crafted that on
I was
your
just
own.
Leading you to the trough of knowledge.
Oh, and luckily I'm not a stupid antelope. I drank from it by pulling the water to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You put a bunch of stones in there to reach it. Like you're that, like a smart crow.
Oh, I used a shell. I don't know. They're a good part. Thomas Jane's not bad at all. Or whatever the hell his name is.
No idea.
He's the main, like, he's the shark wrangler.
Yeah, I know who he is. He's the guy from The Mist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Punisher.
And Punisher, yes. He's in a lot of things. He's a great actor.
He's a cool guy. He was good in it. He's not a great actor.
Yeah, he's not. I don't know why I misspoke like that, but I also feel bad taking away from him because I already gave it to him. I don't know. I feel weird about it now. Sorry, Tom.
If you're listening, sorry, dude.
Yeah, he's sitting there like getting stoned. He's like, motherfuckers.
Sons of bitches.
I love this show.
I've been enjoying it since episode Who Gives a Shit.
I was part of the 130 people a week that listened.
I'm going to make it big in Japan.
That's not a real number, by the way.
No, hell no,
it's
dude.
It's a lot higher.
At least like half a mil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I don't know. The facility is cool. The concept is cool that you're genetically mutating sharks to fucking figure out how to like cure
battle
all cancers and
yeah.
shit. It's a smart concept. It sounds cool in theory. Just like
swimming backwards
some
is kind
of
weird.
So shitty. Dude, like, I guess the idea of actually seeing a movie where sharks have a fucking like agenda.
Oh.
Instead of Jaws just being like.
No, Jaws 3, The Revenge.
I've never watched
this
that.
This time it's personal.
Nope. Never seen it.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen Orca?
Nope.
Also. About a fucking mom that has a baby and they kill her or some shit. And the orca travels after. Moby Dick, that was a vengeful animal.
Nope. Moby Dick was about the whaling industry.
Yeah, but the Moby Dick had it out for fucking that captain guy.
Captain Ahab?
Yep.
No, he did not.
Read the book.
Read the book. He hated that
Ahab
dude.
Tried.
What a douche. Killed all his cousins.
I don't know why I turned into bubbles.
I don't know. It was just kind of like, dude, this shark opening doors now?
Yeah, it turned on ovens too.
Clicked on the oven, turns on doors. It kind of like knows when a fence is weaker than the other part of the fence.
I feel like Deep Blue Sea was the precursor to like Sharknado and shit.
Well,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's totally mocked on now because there's fuck tons of one-liners.
But
the it's
movie
90
mocked
can.
Itself as well. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's smarter than you give it credit for.
Maybe I was just wishing it was a smart shark film.
Like what?
I've never had one of those.
47 meters down is not one.
That's
actually
what I'm saying.
If it would have ended the way that I said last week, it would have been good.
And Michael Rapaport, I love him to death, dude. Forever, you're awesome to me. True romance forever.
Forever.
He kind of phoned this one in. A little not, but a little there, yeah. God damn, they all sucked so much, kind of. Yeah, I have to give this
Samuel
sucker.
Jackson, amazing.
Oh my God.
That rocked. Are you kidding me? That was such a good death scene.
It had nothing to do with him.
What?
He barely built it up. The speech, I watched it again. It's not as epic as they say. It's segmented and cut up. And he's not even excited about what he's saying. He's
he is. He's almost had to yell at the end of it.
Nah, he's just talking about fucking like getting on swimsuits.
No, and we gotta kill these motherfucking... Be alive!
Yeah.
You slam down, it looks really bad.
Yeah.
The CG in that era was
woo-hoo. Oh, everybody that gets ripped in half, they thought it was really cool to rip bodies in half and put the blood, like, make the body slow down because it hit the water really quick, but have, like, their extremities still shake.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this tremor blood you tried to make doesn't look good.
What do you give Deep Blue Sea?
Oh, 3 out of 10.
Wow, I'm going to give her a fucking 6er.
Okay, you didn't see it.
No, I didn't.
You have no bearing.
No, but I watched Deep Blue Sea on occasion.
On occasion?
Yeah. When was the last time you watched it?
It'd been years.
Years?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's probably been like maybe a year or two of last
viewing. Glad you fit that one in.
Me too.
All right. All right, coffee, let's go.
All right, that brings us into movie of the week, which we watched, Amityville.
And Amityville Borer.
Oh, yeah. This movie was kind of rough.
Is that a horror? Dude, I thought it
Got
was the
it.
New one.
Jeez. What?
I thought it was the new one because I looked at the box. I'm like, that looks modern enough. I put it in. I was cooking some stuff when it was in the credits. And I'm like, these credits are nostalgic as fuck, dude. This movie's going to be dope as shit.
Those credits are awesome. That was like Children of the Corn shit.
Straight
right
up like evil credits. And I was like, what's up, dude? Like, you ready to haunt my dreams? And then they started acting.
No way, for real?
Yeah.
Dang, I really enjoyed the acting. I thought it was like fucking...
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I like...
His hair?
Is about his acting? I'm not sure if I
understand. Oh, dude, his hair changes as he fucking progresses in the film?
It gets longer.
It gets more... Dude, oh, his character was so fucked.
Sometimes.
Him cutting wood, he was good at that.
The wife was good.
No, she was dog shit.
Damn, was I too stoned for that movie?
Yeah, something happened to you.
Oh, I should stop smoking.
Man,
weed
oh man,
reviews.
This was like Philip Seymour Hoffman took more intelligent shits than these actors. And that's hard for him to do because he was on so much heroin.
Yeah, you just get blocked up.
Yeah.
real blocked up.
Honestly, though, oh, fuck me. Was that a bad fucking bit of acting? The priest with the shit fucking flies all over his face was the best actor. He does the only intense scene in the film when he's screaming at the other priests and begging them to let him help. Don't even remember that, do you?
No, I do.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we saw it in a similar light.
I don't know, man. Like I was gonna bring it to the table. Like I was like, I feel like they acted better in the '70s.
Holy shit!
Dang, dude, I might have just been like way wrecked. I don't know.
Oh my god, maybe I was, dude.
Maybe you were, and you're like, this is so fucking bad. I'm gonna fucking take apart this. I was freaking out, man. No, I wasn't.
No,
I wasn't
that
scared.
Was that movie had. Little to no fucking actual
scares,
fear.
Yeah. I did not like... all right. Man, I almost wish... do you think we should do like Tessitoni, Amityville Horror, like the Ryan Reynolds one?
No, I've had enough.
The Reynolds one, it's like way more insane, dude.
How do you know that? And you already thought this one was like a fucking B+.
No, I never saw this one before.
You've seen the Ryan Reynolds one.
Yeah, when I bought the Ryan Reynolds one, this one came with it. That's why I never unwrapped it until now, because I was like, I got Ryan Reynolds right in my hand.
Yeah, you got him right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deadpool's right here.
Yeah, fucking Just Friends. I love it, dude.
Okay, so what you're... No, I mean, I might try it, but dude, I'm not wasting another... Dude, I got life to live. Like, I can't watch all this Amityville shit.
Motherfucker's about to get his tooth ripped out tomorrow. He's going to be fucking, like, sitting on a couch for days.
Oh, day and a half, and I've got stuff I have to get done. My life doesn't take a pause for a tooth-ripping outage.
I guarantee it does.
Nope.
What do you got to get done?
I got to mow the lawn.
You already did.
Got to weed eat.
You said you weren't going to do that. You wanted to kill the grass.
Sweep the leaves up with my rake.
Doubt you'll ever do that because you're trying to kill the grass.
Only on the hillside.
Right.
Well, I also want to go get a battery for my bike.
Okay, that's one thing that you'll probably do.
And then I have to clean up all your messes, clean up all your cat shit, clean up all your dishes, take out the trash.
No. I've been taking out the trash and doing all my dishes. I'm sorry about the cat shit.
You fucking hate that.
I don't hate the cat shit. I just forget, dude. It's all the way in the basement.
Then you've forgotten about me.
No, I live on the third floor. I have to walk down 3 flights of stairs. You can't blame me for that,
dude. You have to get up them first, dumbass, and the basement's closer.
Technically,
it is.
You're right.
Always.
Yeah.
You'll always be closer to the basement
than
your room.
Unless I'm up here, then I'm not. Because I'm a stairway away from my room.
Incredible. Incredible deep insights.
We've really gone into the setup of our house in this
Lord
episode.
Of...
I'm really stoked to call this Dead Parent Society.
I hate you so much.
Stop saying good jokes. All right, so next week... We're going to do Tessitoni Cube, which is on Netflix. You can watch it along
Cube
with us.
Oh, the Cube is the shit, dude.
Yeah, Cube is really good. If I remember correctly, I can't remember.
Dude, this I think is shit acting that gets eclipsed by good movie making.
So wait, yeah, I'll agree with that. Hypercube is Cube 2?
Yeah, Hypercube.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
And then Cube 0?
Never seen it, heard of it. Or heard of it.
I feel like there's a Cube 0.
Cube 0?
Yeah, I feel like there's like 3 Cube movies.
There has to
four.
Be some angles in the Cube.
No. Dang. It was like you were having a moment, and then I was like, oh, wait, he is dumb as hell.
Oh, wait, and I was like, oh, wait, he's just talking out his ass.
No, I'm not. I'm looking up the Cube movies for us.
Shut up.
Cube Squared, Hypercube, that's what it's called.
Clever as fuck.
And then, yeah, Cube Zero. Mm-hmm.
I'm not watching that.
And Cube.
I don't care.
1997 film The Cube. And I remember someone like telling me about this and be like, this movie's so fucked up. It's like the government takes these people and puts them in these fucking death cubes and just kills all of them, dude. It's sick. You don't even know why it's happening. And I'm like, oh, man, that does sound awesome. Let's watch it. Can we watch Zeitgeist afterwards?
I have an idea for Genre 5 next week.
Oh, well, chances.
He's got a list of them, and we got a lot of weeks.
Okay.
Worst fears.
Huh. All right.
What?
Play along at home, everyone. Also,
why? What's wrong with that?
No, that's good. I like that. Yeah, worst fears. Give me time to mull over that. That's a hard one.
It's just your most worst fears, nightmares, like scenarios forever.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of a few offhand, but not. I've like 5. It'll take me a minute, to, especially like the worst ones.
I'll help you.
I got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking stick a balloon in my room, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I'll narrow them down.
Oh, it's sitting right there.
Light you on fire.
I didn't even see it on my Axe FX, the balloon.
Oh.
When I walked into the bathroom on Friday, it was my birthday weekend, and there was a red balloon floating in front of me. Josie and Tony thought it'd be a fucking funny idea to throw out there.
It was a fucking hilarious idea, genius even.
Laughed really hard. All right, so yeah, we're doing Cube for movie of the week, or Tessa Tony, and then we're doing A Dark Song,
which is on Netflix, so you can watch them both.
Yeah, Dark Song looks like a really good trailer, and I think got really bad reviews. I think Tony's gonna love it, and I might hate it.
Yeah, it's about fucking witchcraft and demons and shit.
Which could be cool, because, I mean, like, the witch was sick as fuck.
Yeah.
But,
who knows?
It Comes at Night was made by A24 as well, and I had really high hopes for that movie. The witch was so goddamn evil, though.
So evil.
Ugh, God, that movie gives me the freaking creeps. Or as the French like to say, the crepes. Until next time, go burn books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables. And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do?
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What? And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Thank you.